Yeah, so I got a couple extra rooms here where guys just walk around with gag balls. No big deal.
Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of the Computer Pros Podcast. I'm MLG Spartan Slayer 69.
I'm Spleen Splitter 24.
I'm Sad Panda A.
I'm Ultimate Sniper Killer.
I was hoping someone would be like something 420 or Weed Nugs.
I was going to say Weed Sniper, Nugs, but I didn't know if you guys were down with that, you know. I'm from Cali, and we're all down with that kind of thing here, but...
Yeah, bro, we're totally cool with that.
Medicinal weed, yeah.
actually, we are Between the Pixels, and I should probably apologize ahead of time for whatever happens in this episode. I'm Jared.
Derek.
I'm Devin.
Chandler.
Chandler.
Some of you might recognize that voice if you've been a longtime listener of our other podcast, Barely Relevant, formerly Enthusiast Gaming. For those of you who don't know, Chandler was a vital member in the early stages of our podcasting ventures. Now he just shreds waves all day and shreds the pow-pow all night. But he's our guest this week. I'm sure this won't be the last you hear of him.
What's shredding the pow-pow?
Oh, don't worry about it, bro. Just chill.
Bro.
What does that mean? Worries, bro. Just chill. 420. Anyways, bro, what's up for the first topic, man?
We're not there yet, bro.
What's up for the first topic?
Anyway, bros.
Well, see, it's been a while, so why don't you go ahead? I'm gonna let you host this episode.
All right, thanks. Well, let's clean this place up, shall we?
Ugh, it's so dirty.
PixelPerfectMag.com is the URL. Check it out daily. Right now, we're in the thick of the busiest part of the year for video games. There are tons of games coming out, and not everyone is going to be able to get them all. So before you make that decision on what to spend your money on, why don't you take a gander at pixelperfectmag.com and read our reviews.
What about the holiday gift?
I'm getting to that.
Okay.
Devin. Sorry. We had a lot of reviews go up recently, and we've got more on the way. We had a review go up this week of Assassin's Creed Revelations from our EIC, Justin Brennis. If you're on the edge about this one, if you're a longtime fan, you definitely want to read about this, because I don't know. Someone back me up. You guys are supposed to be my yes men.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what I like. Also, Justin reviewed Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition, whatever, this past week.
Mm-hmm.
Check that out. You like Halo?
Need for Speed the Run?
Yeah, that's Need for Speed the Run. That's up. Check that
also,
out.
Also, my speed runs are up for Donkey Kong 1 and 2, so check them out.
Yeah, they're on
Chandler's website.
They're on Chandler's website. just go there.
Chandler.com.
I've been a little bit busy with my Thrasher magazine reviews lately, and I've been slacking a little bit, but, you know, I've got some new things up, so check it out.
Yeah, check out Chandler's YouTube channel. If you check out, just YouTube The Illusion, and you'll find Chandler on YouTube.
Just Google me.
Like always, we had our next strip in our weekly comic, New Low Score, go up this past Saturday. Remember to check that out every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And lastly, we're doing a holiday dick guide. Lastly,
woo!
Lastly, we're doing a holiday gift guide. This will be going up in the not too distant future. So if you're too lazy to read a full review, but you still need to know whether you should get that copy of Grease Dance, then you need to check out our holiday gift guide.
Also, holiday dick guide.
Where we will be reviewing our thoughts on the best games that you should be getting for yourself or someone else's holiday.
All right, drop the dicks.
Drop your dick.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think last week we talked a lot about dicks, and this week we're like 5 minutes in and we've already talked a lot about dicks. We quickly went to a very explicit podcast.
Look, guys, dicks is hot right now.
All right, enough talking about how great we are. Let's talk about some computer toys. What have you guys been computing this week?
Skyrim.
More Skyrim.
Yeah.
Chandler, did you play Skyrim?
Yep.
What do you think of that?
It's all right, you know.
All right, good. Next person.
Yeah, that's cool. I haven't really got too far in it, but I don't know. It seems pretty cool. It seems pretty expansive. And I saw a couple of the cool things that came out for it recently. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, whatever.
What are you playing it on?
The computer PC.
Mm.
My personal computer.
It's Mac.
Good choice.
What are you guys playing it on?
360.
Computer.
Yeah.
Computer 360.
Although I'm using a 360 controller.
To be fair.
Defeating the whole purpose of playing it on PC.
I don't get the whole mouse keyboard thing. I can't do it.
I don't get it. But at the same time, what the heck is that?
I get it. I just don't want it.
It's the economy, stupid.
What?
Gotcha.
Sorry, guys. That's a hot joke over here in California. Anyway, moving on. Let's get past that.
Or you could explain the joke. I'd like to be in the California jokes.
There's no joke, man.
They're all serious down there.
Yeah, you either get it or you don't.
I guess I don't.
Totally chill.
So what have you guys been doing in Skyrim? We'll talk briefly about Skyrim, because we talked way too much about Skyrim last podcast. But
5-minute segment, go.
What do you say something about Skyrim, anybody? Anything?
Trolls. Ouch.
Did anybody finish the main quest yet?
No.
I really want to talk about that.
Whoa, we're not going to talk about that on the podcast.
I know.
Eric? You finished it?
Yeah.
Jeez, oh Pete. How many hours you got logged on there?
I don't know how many I have total, but whenever I finished the main quest, it was like 18 hours.
And you don't do any side quests, do you?
I do. I haven't yet, but I'm going to go back and do side quests.
He just likes to ruin the game first. Do you guys remember my whole Fallout 3 experience?
No.
How pissed off I was. Well, never mind then.
did we talk about that on a podcast?
Yeah, we had a whole podcast about it. I think there was an entire episode dedicated to how pissed off I was that I accidentally beat Fallout 3.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I kind of
talked about
that.
Post-gameplay?
Yeah.
That was like episode 13 or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Way back in the day.
Yep.
Awkward.
So, yeah, but Skyrim isn't like that. Once you finish it, you can keep playing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's cool about it. Endless possibilities, you know?
Unlimited quests.
Well, Derek, you beat it last week. What have you been doing for a whole week? You said you didn't even start the side quests.
Not a whole lot. I haven't actually been playing a whole lot. I want to start the College of Winterhold stuff, though.
Yeah, I'm surprised you haven't done any of that yet.
Yeah, no.
It sounds pretty odd. Like, I did the Champions Guild this past week. I finished pretty much all of that. And that's pretty awesome. Like, I hated doing the Fighters Guild in Oblivion because it was super boring. And it's just like, go here and kill somebody. And it was really lame. But the Champions Guild was awesome. So if the Champions Guild is awesome, I can imagine how awesome everything else is going to be. Awesome.
I've been exploring a little bit. I don't usually do that in games. I explored a little bit in Oblivion, but not really that much. But I've been exploring in Skyrim a lot. And pretty much just working on armor. Getting a good cloth set, stuff like that.
That's something I like a lot about Skyrim, is that you can do anything and everything, like as far as crafting and all that stuff. I find that stuff interesting. Stuff.
There's a lot of good like robes and stuff you can get too, because like whenever you first start Skyrim and you start playing as a mage and stuff, you find that you run out of magicka a lot, run out of mana, however you want to put it, I guess. But there's a lot of robes that like just let your magicka regenerate 75% faster. So it gets to the point where you have a lot of mana once you get decent armor.
Once you're big pimping. Once you're rolling.
Rolling deep in dwarven armor. Do they have dwarven armor?
Yeah.
I know they have dwarven weapons. Have you guys checked out any of the... Oh, we can't talk about too much about Skyrim. Anyway, that game's awesome. It's super deep. I barely even touched like any of the main quest. I've been doing so much side stuff. And the craft, like Chandler said, the crafting, I've barely even touched any of that. Sometimes I do a little bit of it just to like sharpen my weapons, but I haven't really gone too deep. But I've clocked in about 40 hours worth.
Holy cow.
Holy crap.
Yeah, I haven't slept much. Very little.
You need to go through the main quest. I don't know what your deal is. You need to get going.
There's so much. Derek, I don't know what your deal is. You're playing one of the most expansive, deep, open games, and you're playing it like an on-rail shooter.
You're playing like it's a competition. Like, I beat it before you guys.
Well, I don't know. I need to be competitive or I won't have the motivation to get anything done. So I wanted to be the first to beat it, and clearly I did it way too fast. But that's fine. I don't regret it.
I mean, 18 hours? That's how long it took me to design my character.
Yeah. I never even look at my character, though.
What race did you guys start with? You probably already talked about that. Shut up. Don't answer that.
Yeah, we did.
Listen to the last podcast, Chandler.
Yeah,
act like you care.
Man, I'm totally there with it. I'm with you guys.
Well, what are you, Chandler?
Kitty cat.
You would. What's your character name?
Septipus.
I thought it was going to be
Septipus
Turkey Boots or something.
No, it's Big Baller 420.
It's Tiger Woods.
Oh, I get it, because it's a cat.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant, like, Tiger Woods would be a good name to name one of your fantasy characters.
Either way, no matter how you take that, it works.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a porn star named Tyler Woods.
Google her.
I'll have to look that up right now. I don't believe you, Derek. Let me look that up.
Actually, that's a character name now that I think of it.
Yeah. A recent Google search reveals absolutely no Tyler Woods.
I'm pretty sure. Hold on.
Definitely
Tyler
not.
Tyler Woods.
And trust me, safe search is not on.
Okay, the very first thing, Tyler Woods mixed. Oh, that's a DJ.
Oh,
okay.
If you, well, no, that doesn't work either.
Well, did you add porno at the end of your Google search?
Sure did, Garrett.
He always adds porno at the end of his Google search.
What are you kidding me?
Always.
Tiger Woods porno spoof. Tiger's Wood. Oh,
how do you fix broken iPod screen porno?
That's a porn movie. Porn flick.
I'm pretty sure there's a Tyler Woods out there.
I think you said Taylor Woods.
Well, yeah, but it's not related to Tiger Woods. If there is one.
How about this? If any of you guys are porn stars and your name sounds like Tiger Woods, email us, btwn@pixelperfectmag.com.
Nope, that's
not
it.
Settled.
It's btwnthepixels@pixelperfectmag.com.
What did I say?
You said btwnpixelperfectmag, I think.
Hey, guys, just email something. We'll get it.
Just email somebody.
Anyway, have you guys been playing any other games this week? I know Devin has.
I have. I haven't played much Skyrim at all.
Saints Row, how's that?
Saints Row is awesome, actually. It's way better than the second one. Even though I'm playing by myself, because nobody wants to play with me.
Whatever.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. That's the buzz around the community. Nobody really wants to play with Devin.
That's what I heard, yeah. I just go into matchmaking, I get connected with somebody, and they just automatically leave.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Devin is an avoided player. By all. Default.
So tell us about it, Devin. How are the dildo bats?
Yeah, the Penetrator is awesome. Saints Row 3 is way
better. The Penetrator?
Yeah, the Penetrator.
That's what it's called.
It is literally like, have you seen the dildo bat?
Not the dildo bat. I've seen a dildo bat.
It's probably the size of a bat.
Right?
Yeah. Good start.
And the whole thing's a dildo except for like the bottom part where the handle is. And then there's probably an extra 4 or 5 inches where it's just a floppy penis at the end.
That sounds about
so it's
right.
It's actually like a hard bat, and at the very end, it's a floppy.
So it's a baseball bat with a dildo stuck on the end.
Well, the whole
no,
thing's
the whole
a dildo.
Thing.
You know where you put your hand on a baseball bat? Right above that is where the dildo starts.
Okay, so...
You know where you put your
you
dildo
know where you
in?
Put your hands on your dildo?
Yeah.
Duct tape it to your baseball bat.
I used to have a mod for Counter-Strike that gave me a dildo instead of a knife.
That's awesome.
My mom saw me play it one time.
She's like, hey, it looks like mine.
Derek, too far. Too soon, Derek. Too soon.
I was trying to think of a joke about the problem being Chandler wearing a butt plug while playing that, but I couldn't think of a joke.
You so. Couldn't connect the two?
Maybe I'll think of one later and put it in here.
And just
and mark it for
in.
That.
See, that's the thing about being the editor. You can take anything out and put anything in, make yourself look so quick and smart, like, oh, I thought of a great rebuttal right after Chandler said that. But really, it's like a week later.
Except I'm too lazy to do that.
Anytime you hear Jared being clever on the podcast, just remember he was the editor.
Chalk it up to editing.
Yeah, well, Jared edits the podcast, so.
That's why he's the funniest.
Oh, that was inserted. That wasn't a real laugh. Jared put that in an afterpack.
On my laugh tracks.
All right. Anyway, video games.
Saints Row 3, the third.
Yeah, that Penetrator, you can whack somebody in the face and they die one hit.
Naturally.
It's a very powerful weapon. I don't use it that much anyway. Well, Saints Row 3 it has a lot, like, way better missions. It's not just your basic, like, third-person shooter type thing. It's not always go to this place and take out all the gang members here and take over their house or their crib or whatever. There's a lot more, like, way cooler missions throughout the whole entire game. Although, do you know all the extra activity stuff that they have, like the mayhem, insurance fraud, and all those things?
Finger painting.
The finger painting.
Extreme finger painting.
Hand turkeys.
They have all these extra missions and stuff, like activities that you can do. But in the third one,
crafts.
They actually call them activities.
Arts and crafts.
But in the third one, they actually make them, like, main story missions. Which is retarded, I think. In the second one, they didn't do that at all.
It's not a fact, if you're wondering.
Continue.
It was just pretty terrible. They had to do all these stupid extra missions, but they were actually main missions. And there's only like 40 main missions, so it's kind of a shorter game.
So is this one more cooler than the second one for sure?
Yeah. It's way more cooler than the second
one. It's way more
for
cooler
sure.
For sure.
For sure, man.
Oh, you boys.
What no, the second one, like the story was just boring.
Who comes to Saints Row for the story?
Well, no, I wouldn't, but I think the third one was actually at least interesting to play.
What was interesting about it?
The whole story was interesting. I can't tell you really much of anything.
No, you don't have to tell me story, but like tell me mechanically what was cool. What's cool about the game? Like what makes it better?
I think just the craziness, and they went over the top, but not to the point where it's just dumb.
Which the guy behind it, I don't know his name, the guy who is the production or the main creative guy. Said that they already confirmed there's going to be a Saints Row 4 and it's going to be crazier than the third one.
They don't need to go crazier, though. They definitely went crazy enough for this one.
But everything I hear, it sounds like the craziness is what makes it so good. It's not...
What do you mean by craziness, though?
I don't know. Give some examples of craziness.
Speaking of the huge dodo bat, like where you get that, you actually go to a BDSM crib and there's all these different people walking around in their leather suits and the little red ball in their mouths, and like, you go into all these rooms and people are like spanking each other and just weird stuff, and you go into these rooms and like these there's this huge fist.
Some people don't find that weird.
Okay, wait, can I hold you there for a second? I walked away from the computer for about 30 seconds and I came back, and that's what I heard you talking about, the room with the guys walking around. And I wasn't sure if you were still talking about video games.
We were talking about Devin's basement.
Devin's personal life.
Yeah, so I got a couple extra rooms here where guys just walk around with gag balls. No big deal.
Yeah. They're all spanking each other and stuff. They have those like sex machines where there was actual like a replica of a fist up to the elbow, and it was just like pounding like somebody really hard.
Yeah.
You ever see those sex machines?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yep, I've seen that.
Well, anyway, you're trying to find a specific person in that the gang members caught, and when you try to like run away, like he's strapped to like a chariot type thing. So when you're running away, he's actually dragging you, and you're on the back, and you're shooting off people from other chariots that other people are chained to, like throughout the streets. So it's just like crazy stuff like that.
I heard in Saints Row 2, you could all your gang and gang members and whatnot, you could have them be the weirdest thing. They could be your ninjas. Can't you make everyone be like a luchador wrestler in this one or something?
I haven't really messed with any gang customization stuff though.
Oh, well, that's cool if they can.
You can have like I think 3 people with you. And in this one, you have to upgrade everything by paying for it. Instead, like in the other one, you just kind of just did things to upgrade your gang members and your ammo with your weapons and things like that. But this one, you actually have to pay for it. So I can have like 3 gang members, but I hardly ever do anything with them. And yeah, you can customize them, but I haven't delved into that much.
So if you're trying to sell this game to whoever's listening, do it.
Yeah.
What?
Sell them on it. Why should they play it?
Yeah, pitch the game to me.
Show me your PowerPoint.
You don't have any bullet points at all?
A little bit.
Or is it not that great? It's just a game.
So 2 out of 10?
It is great. It is a really great game. There's all different kinds of stuff to do. It's just not...
I wouldn't recommend
it. It's not the same thing over and over. I would recommend it.
I can't think of a single reason why you should buy it, but it's a really good game. Sorry, somebody's got to bust your balls.
Devin left.
Yeah. Devin is crying.
He rage quit.
Devin, why should we get this game?
Because it's better than the second one.
Because it'll make you feel better about life.
10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Buy it.
If you want to feel sexy, you should buy it.
So I've been playing... Is that all you have about Star Wars or Saints Row the Third?
Yeah, I'm done with Star Wars.
Star Wars or whatever you were talking about. I wasn't really listening.
So I started playing a game that just came out recently called Jurassic Park the Game. Have you heard of it? This isn't a bit. This is serious. Chandler, don't laugh.
I didn't know you did bits.
Yeah, I'm laughing at the fact that that's a game.
Anyway, so Jurassic Park the game came out, and that exists. So it came out from Telltale, the guys who did the Monkey Island and Sam & Max games and stuff like that, which they did a really great job with those games, but Jurassic Park the game, I'm not sure is as great. So basically, just to give you a little idea of what the game is, obviously Telltale does pretty much nothing but adventure games. This one's sort of a weird mixture of adventure game and kind of like Heavy Rain-ish kind of exploration. And basically, you know how everything in Heavy Rain is a QTE? Quick time event?
Yeah.
Everything in Jurassic Park the game is basically a quick time event, except it's really not that good. It's not as good as what you would expect. So,
it's like Heavy Rain exactly.
No, like Heavy Rain did quick time. Anyone who knows me already knows that I hate quick time events. I think they're stupid and a sloppy game design mechanic. But this one just does it. Like, there's really no point to them. There's literally no point at all to them. There's just one point where,
is this like a prequel to the first game or something?
No, movie, like, things happen. I haven't seen the movie in years, so I don't really remember a lot, but I remember the fat guy from Seinfeld had, like, a thing of shaving cream and died by, like, a little raptor. That's about the only thing I remember. And some guy got eaten off of a toilet. Those are, like, the two things that stick in my mind.
That.
But anyway, so it kind of takes place while all that is going on. The way it works is you pretty much go from cutscene to cutscene. There's really, you don't get to walk around and do whatever you want. There's really nothing in between. So, like, for example, the first scenario that you come into, you're on this dock, and basically you have, you can pull the left trigger and pull up a couple of different areas that you can visit. So then you choose that area to go to, and then within that area, there are little magnifying glasses that kind of highlight things that you can click on and kind of get more information about it. That's kind of how it plays out. That's, like, the base idea. And you have, like, different dialogue options if you're talking to someone, and, you know, the normal adventure game tropes that are there.
I did not know the game was like that.
Yeah, it's much different from anything Telltale has done before.
And they did it bad.
Yeah, it hasn't gotten great review scores from other people.
This came out as episodic content, right?
Yeah, I purchased it a few months ago because I got it $10 off, and I love all the other Telltale games, and I thought, why the heck not grab this? It's cheap. So here's an example of why QTEs are so stupid. Like, you literally do nothing in the game. There's this one point where you're looking at this one scene, and there's a set of footprints. So you look at the footprints, and you have to keep tapping Y until the circle fills up so that she can just look at the entire row of footprints and then say, he was being chased. And that was
it. That is pretty dumb.
Sounds about
right.
So
thanks. That was pretty good.
How far are you in this game?
And this game is, like, littered with those?
Well, it's kind of, if you've played Heavy Rain, kind of think of, like, Heavy Rain without walking around.
It's all cinematic type stuff?
Yeah, it's much more of a cinematic feel to it. There's one point where, well, it's cinematic, but it's almost useless cinematic, because there's one point where I go to a loading screen, and then when I come back, I just walk through these bushes, and this lady, you're playing as this Spanish lady, and, you're walking through these bushes and just, like, chopping everything down, but you just alternate hitting B and X the whole time, and then it goes to another loading screen.
Wow. That sounds so boring.
What made you want to buy Jurassic Park?
Well, I like other Telltale's game. Like, I'm so used to Telltale games grabbing me, like, in the first 10 minutes. Like, every other game they've made has been incredible, but quite good. And this one, I just figured was going to be another good game, but so far it's not that great. I mean, I'm only about an hour into it, so I can't say much, but I mean, if it takes more than an hour for me to get into a game, I'm probably not going to get into it. It should be good right from the get-go.
That sucks.
That's all I got to say on that. Jurassic Park the game, episode one, not that great so far. It has the worst pause screen of all time. When you pause the game, it has this big T-Rex that just sits there and growls, and then it roars and then walks away. And it does that repeatedly on a loop, very loud.
The game was actually designed in 1992 and just released. So that stuff was way cool like back then.
Do you just like really like dinosaurs, or did you like the Jurassic Park movies? I mean, I'm still kind of baffled at why you would buy this game.
Yeah, idiot. Why would you buy this video game, stupid?
Just the people who made it.
Yeah, because of the developers. Telltale is the developers.
Yeah, he talked about that for like 2 minutes, Derek.
Derek, it's like you'd buy anything from Apple no matter what came out.
Yeah.
Oh,
even if it was a Jurassic Park iPhone.
Except I have standards.
Yeah, jerk.
I'm not going to sit here and justify it like Derek justifies Siri. Oh, I got a smartphone too. Droid 3, Android.
Say hi to Siri for me. Oh, wait.
How's that? Because the droids have been getting progressively worse. Droid 1
You're
was,
progressively
droid
worse.
Droid 1 was okay. Droid 2, terrible. Broken. Droid 3, eh?
It's all right. I don't think
it's... Did you own Droid 1 or 2?
Did I own them?
Yeah.
No. This is my first smartphone.
My girlfriend has the second droid, and she's on like her third phone already within the first year.
Garbage.
There's a lot of problems with it.
Yeah, but she's a woman.
It's true.
That's true. That
Very
is true.
True.
I have used...
She doesn't count.
I have used... what is your name? Devin. I've used Devin's Droid X before, and I think the screen is much more sensitive and easier to use than the Droid
3. Yeah, it understands
3.
My feelings a little bit better.
Well, we're not talking about the Droid X. We're talking about Droid 1, 2, and 3.
No, I'm saying... He asked me, what do I think of the Droid 3, and I'm saying, I don't think the screen is as responsive as the Droid X was.
Oh.
Oh.
Cool.
That kind of sucks, too, because that Droid 3 just came out recently, and the X has been out for at least over a year.
And like other people, I'm not going through this whole phase where, like, I gotta download every stupid app on the App Store.
Yeah. I'm over that.
Because, like, everyone asked me that, like, when I first got, like, are you downloading a bunch of apps? No, I'm not.
I don't even use the apps on my phone anymore. I'm just stuck in contract. That's the only reason I have a smartphone.
You know the app? You know the only important app that I got?
Oh, please.
Shotgun app.
That's the dumbest thing in the world.
Sure, it's so proud of its shotgun app.
I don't know how many hicks I know that have that stupid gunshot.
I don't know how many hicks that I know that actually have smartphones. Not many. Not many.
Devin, if I can remember, you did a review on our old website about a game in which you roll a metal ball around and try to get into holes. That was a dumb game.
Yeah.
It's Labyrinth.
No, yeah, Labyrinth. That was pretty good.
That's an awesome game.
That's terrible.
You didn't even play that game, so suck it.
I did play it. I played at your house.
I got this sweet sitcom app.
Worst game ever.
A sitcom app?
Yeah, it's called Pocket Sitcom. Hold on.
Worst sitcoms of all time, 2.5 Men.
That sounds terrible.
Does it just talk about how Seinfeld is the greatest sitcom of all time?
Hey, Seinfeld is pretty good.
I'm not making fun of it. Well, I am, but I like Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chandler, you've been gone forever. You've been on a really long break.
Yeah.
What games have you been playing since the last time we had a podcast together?
Wow. Well, guys, Call of Duty. No, I don't know. I've been playing...
I don't know. I didn't come prepared. I didn't know we were going to talk about video games.
Well, I mean, that's a big time span. What I've been playing lately is Heroes of New Earth.
Do you play League of Legends at all?
What?
Jared was totally
don't
expecting
play League
you to
of
play
Legends.
In... Jared was expecting you to play League of Legends.
Yeah, because I had a news story that went with that, but I guess...
you ruined it!
I guess we can't talk about it. Chandler, can you just say you play League of Legends?
Yeah.
Chandler, do you play League of Legends?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, they just said that they have like 32 million registered members.
Really?
Eat it, WoW.
Which is crazy high. And like the next tournament is worth $5 million if you win.
Holy crap.
It was like first
place?
That's
weird. That's weird that I've never played that, but I play Heroes of New Earth.
So that's all you've been playing is Heroes of New Earth? You big MOBA
Call
fan?
Call of Duty. I've been playing the new Call of Duty. I wouldn't say that I'm a fan of Heroes of New Earth. In fact, I kind of hate it. But the people who play Heroes of New Earth are the worst people I've ever played video games with.
Worse than Call of Duty?
Way worse than Halo, Call of Duty, anything. They're so bad. They talk shit all the time. Like, even if the game just started, if I'm over playing on one side of the map and they're over playing on another side of the map, they'll be yelling at me about something I'm doing 10 seconds into the game. Every single time. It's horrible.
Are you sure you're just not bad?
No, I'm bad, but like you don't have to do that when people are bad. Like, I've been playing StarCraft too, and I'm pretty bad at StarCraft, but nobody yells at me on StarCraft. But I'm just saying, it's really bad and it's kind of notorious.
You should try League of Legends. It has 32 million players. I have a news story about it.
Actually, the other night I was like, hey, man, quit being such a dick to this guy who was yelling at me. And he's like, why don't you go back and play League of Legends, you jerk? That's where all the little pussies come from. See, that's like the kind of people, I'll just be like, hey, man, cool it. No need to yell at me. And they're like, fuck you.
I'm pretty ignorant to the whole genre of MOBAs. And in general, like, I didn't really play much of, what was that first one, the Warcraft 3 mod?
Dota.
Yeah, I didn't play Dota. I barely played League of Legends or Heroes of New Earth. Aren't they the same thing, more or less? They all look like they're ripping off WoW graphics.
No, yeah, they are, exactly. And the characters are the same, too.
Or Warcraft graphics, I guess I should say.
Yeah, the characters are the same, the items are the same. It's just a clone, Dota clone. They don't claim to be some new game, it's like
no, yeah, I know, but I mean, like, people saying, like, why don't you go to League of Legends or something like that?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, I don't know why. Yeah, why don't you go play a different game? Yeah. A lot of people also say, go uninstall. That's a common one.
That's a good one. I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah.
go uninstall.
Go uninstall, all right.
Okay, got it.
I'd say that on console games.
But playing that's kind of okay. I'm getting better at it, so it's not as bad. I don't get yelled at as much. StarCraft, I've been playing that a little bit, but it's kind of hard because you have to keep playing StarCraft to get ranked up and can't keep up with it. So I've been playing Call of Duty as well, the new one that came out. Have you guys played that at all yet?
Nope.
No.
It's pretty much just Black Ops.
Just more Call of Duty?
Black Ops 2. It's more Call of Duty. I mean, I've been a big fan of Call of Duty ever since Call of Duty 4 came out, and I can't say that I'm really a fan of the new game. I like Black Ops. I like Modern Warfare 2.
Like, I know when Call of Duty 4 came out, we kind of fell in love with it. Like, I remember do you remember sitting at my apartment and just playing that beta version for hours?
I remember sitting at your apartment and falling in love, yes.
Well, there was that. And then, actually, speaking of, I thought about putting, I don't think we could, but for this podcast, picture of you sitting on my bed naked with the controller in front of your crotch. You remember that?
Oh, that's my background. My wallpaper.
That's my screensaver. I wanted to put that as the photo on our thing. What was I getting at? Oh, so like when we first...
What was I getting at? Nothing. You just wanted to point out the fact that I was naked on your couch.
I usually brag about it.
First thing we talk about every podcast.
When we first played Call of Duty 4, we really fell in love with it and played a lot of it.
It was a really good game, yeah. Still is.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you feel the same way about the... Because I pretty much, once Modern Warfare 2 came out, I just didn't care anymore.
No, I felt the same about it, yeah.
You still thought it was great for Modern Warfare 2 and Black Ops and stuff?
Yeah, I thought it was like another huge hit, and I thought it was really awesome, and it was. And then I think World at War was kind of a lull, but I played Modern Warfare 2 all the way up to Black Ops. I mean, fairly regularly.
You're just talking about multiplayer stuff, right? Though, right? Not the single player or both.
No, I played the campaign about 1,000 times. No, I'm talking about multiplayer.
Okay.
Yeah, idiot.
So you didn't play the campaign at all in 3?
The most recent one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't played it at all. I'm not one for the campaigns in any of them. But I just like the multiplayer, and I don't really like the multiplayer in this new game because they added a few things, but pretty much it's the same thing as Black Ops, and nothing's new, nothing's great, it's just kind of old. And I didn't really like Black Ops as much as I like Modern Warfare 2, but Call of Duty 4 is still my favorite, and I'm still really good at it. I played it recently. And
me too.
And I can't play at all on the new one, on Black Ops or the newest one. I suck. I don't know what it is, but I'm still really good at Call of Duty 4. Who knows? Anyway, that's what I've been up to, doing that.
Devin, are you here?
Yeah, dude.
Devin, have you been playing any other games?
No.
Long pause. Yeah, dude.
All right, well, that went a lot quicker than I thought.
We incorporate all the Skyrim news.
Oh, yeah. Want to talk about Skyrim again?
You can get married in Skyrim.
That has been out forever, Derek.
We've known that.
Yeah, I just now found out.
We've talked about it on the podcast when you were there.
No, I don't think so.
I know, I just listened to it.
Chandler can confirm.
Really? I don't remember talking about that.
We did.
I must not have been paying attention.
Well, can you have kids?
I don't think so.
Well, then it's kind of disappointing. It's kind of pointless.
You can have same sex marriages too.
Woo! Got me in. I'm back in.
So yeah, Skyrim news. There's been a big issue. Okay, I wouldn't say big issues, but there's been a few issues with Skyrim. I mean, it's not as bad as Fallout New Vegas was on release, but there's been some glitches. And one of the biggest things is especially on the 360, if you installed the game to your 360, there are a lot of texture issues. Do you guys know anything about that at all, what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't mean it like that.
You mean
texture issues like what Brian had?
I don't know. Maybe, no.
Yeah, kind of like that.
No.
Maybe that was his whole problem, and he like tore his Xbox apart for nothing.
Like, if you play it just on the 360 without installing it, it doesn't look as good as it can be when you install it to the hard drive. However, when you install it to the hard drive, there's all these texture issues about, like, pop-in and textures just not showing up at all and all these other weird things. So Bethesda was basically saying, we'll get a patch out when we can get a patch out. But we just got confirmation that it should be out very soon, probably sometime this week. Should be
good.
Roughly
this
after
this is just for the 360, Jared, or is it also including
everything?
PS3?
PC, 360, and PS3. There's been issues. I personally haven't run into really any game breaking issues. Small little things like little texture issues, or sometimes like if I open up a menu and I'm holding a direction one way or another, it'll freeze up for a second. But I haven't really ran into any.
That's really nothing.
Issues.
I didn't run into any issues at all.
I think the interface is kind of clunky. But that doesn't really have to do with anything that you're talking about.
All right.
I also played in Argonian, so.
Do you mean the interface of Skyrim or another game?
Yeah, the interface on Skyrim.
Of Call of Duty.
Yeah, you know. On Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1. It's terrible.
Why do you think it's clunky?
I don't know. I just don't like the... Well, maybe on PC it just navigates weird. But you use an Xbox controller, so it's probably way different. I don't know. I just don't like the layout of it. It's kind of stupid.
I like it a lot. And you're wrong.
I like you a lot.
Me too. So two parents actually named their child Dovahkiin.
Novocaine?
We're just going to talk about dentistry now?
In the world of dentistry, two parents named their kid Novocaine.
There was a guy in my guild when I played WoW that named his daughter Onyxia.
Wow.
Just putting that out there.
That's depressing. That's
really
what I think of when
name.
I hear that kind of stuff. Like, that's kind of... I'm a big gamer sometimes in some phases of my life, and I enjoy that kind of stuff, but I would never name my kid after a video game character, like an obvious video game character like
or
that.
At least a weird one like Onyxia.
Yeah, Onyxia. That's what I mean. Like,
Onyxia is kind of a pretty name, though. I mean, I'm not defending the guy. He's an idiot. But I'm just saying, like, to people who know nothing about WoW, they just hear the name Onyxia, and they're not going to think of video games.
Yeah, they're not going to know.
I hope I ever have a really fat son. I'm going to call him Thrall.
That means slave.
I'm going to name my kid Max from Max Payne.
So, yeah, and Skyrim, there's the... Dovahkiin is the word for Dragonborn.
Yeah.
Got that? Someone named their kid Dovahkiin.
Is he really Dragonborn, though? Because if he isn't, then that's not right.
Yeah, the gods will be very
His
upset.
His parents are dragons.
No, he was born on 11-11-11. They named him Dovahkiin. And as such, or because of...
It was a contest, Jared. Bethesda made it a contest that if anybody named their child Dovahkiin on 11-11-11, as if, you know, if they had their child on that date, then they would win something. But they didn't say... Yeah, they didn't say exclusively, but it was a contest. So
they won one
whenever...
of those stickers that said, "Hello, my name is Dovahkiin."
No, they won now because they ruined their kid's life. They get to get a bunch of... They get every Bethesda game free for the rest of their lives.
That's stupid. I would ask for money.
I would ask for roughly $1,000 or, you know, however much it would cost to buy all their games for life. So I'd be fully stocked. That's not a very good deal, though. I mean, like,
I know.
Think about it. Usually you do stuff because it's like, hey, man, I'll eat that weird thing for $5 because there's not really anything bad about it. But
there's no consequences.
Yeah, there's no consequences of eating an old bagel for $5. But when you name your kid Dovahkiin and all you get is a couple of video games, I mean, come on.
Why do you let your bagels get old?
Well, it's a California thing, dude. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
It's totally chill.
Why would you let bagels go to waste?
We waste bagels over here. It's a California thing.
The kid's middle name is Tom, though, so they're probably going to go by that name.
That's a cop-out.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm just all pissed off about how they did it, and then I get pissed that they have a cop-out. Man, I'm a dick. Anyways.
Do you guys see any cool mods for Skyrim video game?
Nah.
I was tempted to do the gold glitch with the Book of Oblivion. Or the Door of Oblivion, or whatever it's called. It's a book that's called the Door of Oblivion. You can just
what
keep picking
it
up.
What are you talking about?
But you didn't see that glitch where you can get unlimited gold?
No.
What are you blabbering about?
Skyrim, it's this new video game. I don't know if you've heard of it. But remember whenever we were playing Oblivion, and I did that gold glitch because that skeleton just kept dropping gold, and you just had to open up his corpse and keep taking the gold? You guys were like, oh, you're cheating. You're such a faggot. Well, I
don't remember using that particular vernacular, but...
That's what you said to me.
Well, I thought about doing that
in Skyrim, just because I wanted to go around and buy all the houses. And I saw this glitch where you can go to this one skeleton again and just keep picking up this book that he has and just selling it for gold.
So wait a minute. You're a real estate mogul in Skyrim?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Can sell you a house.
You quickly beat the campaign so that you could go back and...
play the real game, which is real estate. The dragon fighting minigame.
Well, yeah, well, in Oblivion, I bought all the houses and, like, spent some time, like, I don't know. Because you got to go through some quests and get some houses and stuff, and it's fun to, like, get all the upgrades for the house and then,
Do kind of
decorate
with
it a little bit. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that's done. Better move on.
So I want to do that in Skyrim, too.
Yeah, doilies and such.
I'm not sure what a doily is. Is that a California thing?
It's a grandma thing. ask your gram next time you see her.
My gram doesn't live in California, though.
Your meema? Yeah, I said that you should ask her.
Oh, I will.
Well, what is? Never mind. All right, I'm just gonna drop it right there.
Well, how do you spell doily? I'll just Google it since you guys won't tell me.
Well, what are we talking about?
Doilies.
Yeah. Does anybody know how to? Tweet us at BTW and the Pixels. Tell us how to spell doily.
What the heck is this?
It's a coaster.
It's just
it's a fancy
circle
coaster,
thing.
It's just like a crocheted poster. Coaster.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Put it in your teapots or whatever.
Yeah.
Picture frames.
Just chill out.
I don't care.
Get
Jeez.
One.
Doily.
How do you not know what a doily is?
Chandler, when you're talking about the interface in Skyrim, were you do you like the map, the general map on Skyrim?
I don't know. It seems broken sometimes, because a lot of times when I go into there, it's just zoomed in on some dungeon I was in a while ago, and I don't know how to fix it. It could just be me being lazy and not figuring it out, but it's not really easy. It's, I don't know. And
You mean zoomed in like on a local map? Because you can't really zoom in that far on the actual overall map.
Yeah. But no, I mean, like, if I go into a dungeon and then I walk out, it shows me as still in the dungeon, and I can't figure out how to... Well, I did later figure out, but it's just not streamlined. It just traps me. My mini-map shows as me in the dungeon, and it took me a while to figure out how to go back to the main world map, but I figured it out. It was just...
Well, I didn't really like how you can't really zoom in on the overall map.
Yeah.
Like, really, you can't really go in that far at all, and it's kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of hard because you don't know where roads are.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like it looks cloudy and stuff, like as a real-time 3D thing. I know. It's supposed to do that for effect and stuff. To be like real.
The Google Maps mod.
What?
The Google Maps mod.
Yeah, that's what I was going to talk about. I want to get that Google Maps mod on there, because that looked really cool when I saw that short video.
Is there an Ask Jeeves mod?
No.
Shut up, Derek. Shut up right now.
Derek, get the heck out.
Shut your stupid mouth, Derek.
Shut your stupid whore mouth.
Yeah, so what can you do with the Google Maps mod, Devin?
Well, exactly what you can do with Google Maps. You can zoom in the whole entire way to your character. Well, you don't actually see your character, but you see your marker.
Is there street view?
Yeah, you can go around.
Yeah,
street viewing.
Does it show my car parked outside of my house?
I could never find my car.
Did you go around town looking for places where you would be and it wasn't anywhere?
A couple, like work and home.
You know, like...
And it wasn't there.
It's not like satellite photos that they're taking like every 10 seconds.
I know, it's from a long time ago,
yeah,
but...
The ones from York, where we used to live, are probably like 4 years old. They're really old. Oh. 5 years old.
Oh, maybe I should have checked back home then.
It's weird you know that.
Did you ever find your car?
No, I'm current on the development of York, Pennsylvania.
Has anyone ever found their car? I remember...
Anyone!
I remember there was a couple of guys that knew the York... you knew that the Google van was coming around to take pictures. And so they sat outside in like a bunch of different places. Like they knew it was going to show up and sat out in like lawn chairs and stuff. So they would be in a bunch of different Google Maps photos.
And did it work out?
Yeah. So those guys are cool.
Well, did they find themselves on this with those pictures then?
I believe so.
That's kind of funny.
That means it worked
out. Sweet.
When you Google yourself, it shows you where you show up on the map.
That's freaky.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I like bird's eye view on Bing Maps though. Just saying. I prefer that to Street View.
I'm just saying, I like to go to AAA.com to get my directions.
Have you ever seen Bird's Eye?
Wait, Derek, you use Bing?
For maps and stuff, yeah, because I like Bird's Eye.
Yeah, but you're an Apple guy. What's up with that?
I'm aware. You're an Apple guy, did you know that?
Is the Apple community aware of this?
I just prefer Bird's Eye View.
All right, whatever, man.
It's take settled. It up with your other coworkers and stuff. I'm
cool whatever, with it, man. But I can't say the same about those Apple dudes.
The Apple store will be really upset.
They're going to be very, very upset.
I still Google things. I don't Bing things.
Yeah, whatever. Good.
All right. That's all settled.
It's raining.
What?
Sure is.
I didn't know it did that in California.
Sure does. It was sunny earlier, though.
What's the temperature there right now?
75 degrees. I don't know, probably like 50.
Guess what it is right now? Here.
40.
55.
In York?
In York.
Are you still in York?
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm in Oceanside. Kind of crappy here.
Jealous. Equivalent. How far away from the beach are you?
20 minutes.
Man.
I can
do you go to the beach a lot?
There, though. Not
do
in
you
the
surf
time.
To the beach?
Yeah, I usually just hop on my board.
Just go to the beach
and shred down to the beach.
No, it actually kind of sucks where I am because I'm on top of a hill and there are tons of hills between here and the beach. So it's not just an easy cruise; it's an all-out extravaganza.
You just can't shred on your longboard.
It takes me like 3.5 hours to get to the beach from here.
Not to the California beach.
Well, no.
Well, we got that settled.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Weren't you going to tell us, like, crazy Vegas stories or something?
You got
yeah,
those? Come on.
I'm a regular. I don't have any crazy Vegas stories. No, I just gamble.
Do you ever win something awesome?
I win money, which is way awesome.
You get more money than you when you go in there?
Well, actually, sorry, Carly's distracting me over here.
Oh, Carly.
Knock it off, Carly.
Back off! Anyway, Vegas. I go there with some money and plan on spending it. And gambling it all away and drinking it away, but I end up buying tons of drinks and crap and having tons of fun and leaving with the same amount of money that I came with, usually.
You get free drinks in Vegas.
Yeah,
in the casinos.
Yeah, but you have to be gambling.
Everywhere. You get free drinks everywhere in Vegas.
No, you have to be gambling, and we buy the good drinks and dinner and crap, and rooms get comped. I'm a baller.
Who's we? Who do you go with?
I've already said too much, actually.
Okay.
My girls. Okay.
Usually Shaq.
Like Shaquille.
Sean White.
What do you play?
Sean White.
I play roulette.
Are you good at it, I guess?
And you win a roulette?
Are you old?
Yeah, no, are you 75?
No, it's really fun. Because you just put money out there, and sometimes you win money back. And it's exciting.
All right.
No,
yeah,
I
guess.
I don't know. You kind of have to be there.
Sell me on this roulette thing, Chandler. review yeah. It right now.
Well, you can bet about $15 at once is what I usually do. And if I win anywhere from $30 to $150. It's really swell.
That's a pretty good jump.
That sounds like pretty good odds.
Wait, I'm not sure how you even play
those roulette. Sounds like pretty good money.
So. Well, you just put like your chips down on like black or red, right?
So then you always win, right?
Well, no, there's a field. So there's all the numbers. You can bet on each number individually, or you can bet on any combination of black, red, or certain rows or things like that. There's a bunch of different ways you can bet. And I've seen someone actually bet on every single thing that you could possibly bet.
Did they
lose? And honestly, they missed one because they thought it was unlucky, and that was the one that they hit. And I'm not even making that up. It was some, like, I think he said he was Canadian. French Canadian.
Oh, gross.
That's why.
Oh, that's why.
Why would you bet on every single one?
Because he's an idiot. He was super drunk, and he took like 15 minutes to space out all his chips, and everyone was just rolling their eyes. And wow. He lost, so it was kind of funny. But I won. It was cool.
Do you play the slot machine at all?
Sometimes. Once in a while.
Do you get monies?
No, usually I just lose monies on that. But I won like $250 last time I played on Monopoly.
How much did you spend?
I put in 20 and won 250 on my
second.
Whoa,
you're
$250?
Second spin. Yeah. But then I turned right around and blew that $250 on the tables. So.
I thought you said you had a crazy story.
I don't have any crazy stories. I told you at the beginning I didn't have any crazy stories.
Did you ever win a car?
Yeah. I forgot to tell you that. I forgot to mention that I won a car in Vegas once.
Okay, sweet.
Did you ever pull a heist with...
Were you on the Hangover?
What?
Did you ever pull a heist with Danny Ocean?
Yeah, like once or twice. Like 13 or 14. I don't know. It was like 14 or 15. I don't know. Kind of irrelevant.
Cool.
Barely relevant.
Wrong podcast.
Yeah, we're not on Barely Relevant, Chandler.
I still am. I'm like one of the old timers from the South. Oh yeah, the South won the war. I tell you what, we're on the old podcast, right, guys? And you just humor me. I'm sick of this podcast. Can we end it now?
What are we talking about? What do you guys want to talk about? Hey, did you guys see the whole thing about PETA and the Tanuki suit?
That was a joke. Yeah. They didn't really mean that.
PETA's not joking about that.
That wasn't a joke.
They were the one spokesman said it was a joke.
PETA was just pulling one over on us, guys.
Mm. Gotcha.
Why would they joke about that?
I don't know.
Of all associations, I think PETA would be the least likely to play a joke on anyone.
Yeah, I don't think Tanuki or PETA's ever laughed.
I read something about it being a joke. I don't know.
All right, so Jared, what's going on? What's up with PETA?
I guess it is a joke.
It really is?
Hey guys, want to hear this stupid joke that PETA put out, which is not funny at all?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
They made this stupid little game called Mario Kills Tanuki, and it was just saying, like, I don't get how this is a joke.
What does it have to do with PETA?
PETA made this little, in the newest Super Mario Land 3D, whatever it's called, on 3DS, Mario has a Tanuki suit, and it shows up in Super Mario Brothers 3,
okay,
obviously.
Okay, first of all, are we talking about the same PETA?
Yeah, the PETA that's stupid.
Not like PETA Bread.
The animal rights thing.
Yeah, not PETA Bread Company or whatever.
No, I was just thinking maybe it was like some game developer or something that
no,
put
no,
out
no.
a video game. Yeah, because I'm trying to understand why they would put out a video game about Tanuki, whatever that is.
It's a raccoon suit Mario wears.
Oh,
silly.
Right, Tanukis. Got it.
And yeah, it's that little raccoon looking thing. And they put out this little video game and then a video of, like, Mario supporting the killing of Tanuki or raccoon dogs.
Oh, now I get it. Yeah.
And stuff. But, like, if that's a joke, why did they show that graphic video of, like, real raccoon dogs getting beat up and then their skin ripped off while they're alive? Like, hey, here's this joke.
That's a dumb joke.
That's not even a joke.
Look, it's eye-opening, and it got me out to the protests, and that's what matters.
Occupy Mario.
I thought they were complaining about the new Super Mario 3D Land or whatever that came out with the 3DS.
Yeah, PETA was pissed about that.
They said, Mario fans, relax. PETA's game was meant to be tongue-in-cheek, a fun way to call attention to a serious issue that raccoon dogs are skinned alive for their fur. Thanks, Shakira.
Well, I guess what we brought from this game is that it really sucks when animals are skinned alive. Good night, folks.
Well, PETA, you really pulled one over on us. We just thought you were a stupid organization. Now you're not.
They're for real.
Screw them. They were upset because you could kill, like, rats in Battlefield or something like that.
Yeah, they got upset. Yeah, okay. How are we supposed to know this is a joke from a company that got upset that you could kill rats in Battlefield 3?
Yeah.
Sewer rats? Seriously? They're not, like, pet rats.
Seriously? They're not even real.
Yeah. Forget what kind of rat they are. It's the fact that it's in a video game.
Yeah, it's dumb. So, okay, well, that's a joke. PETA's a joke. They're stupid. No one cares about them.
Breaking news is a joke. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, so there's that.
Hey, Jerry, were you going to mention, speaking of the Telltale Games, the Jurassic Park game, about the employees reviewing the game?
Yeah.
Trying to make it better than what it actually is?
Yeah. So anyway, Jurassic Park, the game I was talking about earlier, obviously isn't that great of a game, and it's been getting very not-so-great reviews. And on Metacritic...
It's been like 30s, 55s, and 60s.
Its average score on Metacritic is like... Like, the average user score is a 3.2. So some of the employees went in and wrote their own reviews, giving it a 10. And this is one of the ones the guy wrote. He wrote, "Very fun game. Feels like a mix between Heavy Rain and L.A. Noire. Same graphics and sound as the previous Back to the Future games. So if you like the style of them, you will like the style of this. Obviously not going to win any awards, but that's not their goal. 10 out of 10 for pure enjoyment. Makes a change that you can die in a Telltale game, too."
A mix between L.A. Noire?
We're not going to win any awards. I mean, they're not going to win any awards.
Very fun game. 10 out of 10 for pure enjoyment.
And you know that's the one from one of the employees.
Yeah.
Did any like user give it 10 out of 10?
No, everyone's been like destroying it and giving it horrible reviews. Because the average rating on Metacritic is a 3.2 and on one of the systems and a 2.9 on another system, so...
That's ridiculous. But that also happened before. It's not, like, really surprising.
Yeah, no, they're not the first developers that got caught. I mean, Metacritic in general is stupid. A lot of companies will base a lot of... review scores aside, going down that whole argument about review scores being all messed up, a lot of people will look at their Metacritic score like it's the only thing that matters. So they'll go on there and they'll pretend to be something else, like under another name, and then just give a bunch of 10s or whatever to their game, so they'll help the user's score rating go up. I mean, I don't care because I don't care what Metacritic says, but I think it's kind of
stupid. You think that should be not allowed? That people who make the game shouldn't be able to review it?
Well, like, not anonymously.
Wow, that's true.
I think they should have to say, like, yeah, I made this game. Because, come on, I don't go writing reviews of myself on Yelp.
You don't?
No. Should I?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, it's not like they made a bunch of different names and tried to give it good reviews to bump up the score. They just did it once.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
Their name is... The one guy's name was Nobody's Gamer, so, like, how's anybody supposed to know that? That's a Telltale employee? It's not like they were putting it out there, like, I'm a Telltale employee and this is what I really think of the game. Regardless, I think the bigger problem is that why do we put so much weight on Metacritic?
Yeah.
And what that has to say.
Yeah.
I know, a lot of people do.
I know, well, that's a problem with the industry in general. That we actually care so much what Metacritic... Because there's no feel for the... because if people hate a game or love a game, they can just bomb it. Like, with good or bad reviews, or good or bad scores on Metacritic. There's no filter for that. So why would anybody take any of that serious anyway?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we had a whole segment on bad reviews and how ridiculous things can get.
Yeah, like the GameStop reviews.
Yeah, we used to have that on every podcast. It's just out of hand, you know? Terrible.
It's an epidemic plaguing our children.
Yeah, our children's children will have no positive reviews to read.
People that go on there and review it anyway, I don't want to read their reviews because they're just dumb. So I don't even want to hear their opinions.
They're not even funny, like the GameStop ones.
Yeah, I can tell if I'm going to like a game by looking at screenshots and playing demos and such, not reading people's reviews. Unless it's your reviews, because I trust that. All right, what else do we have to talk about?
I don't know anymore.
Apparently the best game to have is Modern Warfare 3, and that's what I got out of this.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to take anything away from this podcast, it's that Modern Warfare 3 is the best video game ever made. And Saints Row, there's something about that game, too.
There's something. We don't know what, but it's
apparently
there.
It is hilarious. Random fact, Modern Warfare 3 breaks record $775 million in profit in 5 days.
I'm sure about that.
It beat Black Ops. Black Ops had $650 million.
Chandler can confirm.
That is a true statement. So yeah, Modern Warfare 3 is the best game ever to get.
According to the sales, it's the best game ever.
Yeah. Skyrim only got like 450 million.
Yeah, well, Skyrim isn't really a mainstream game, I wouldn't say. Would you?
Skyrim, it's done pretty well,
though.
I mean,
no, for the casual gamer.
A lot of casual people, casual gamers I've been talking to have been playing it.
Yeah.
So, surprisingly, it's... Of course, most people refer to it as, like, is that the new Oblivion game? And I have to correct them without getting angry.
You have to punch them.
Excuse me. Actually, hold on a second.
Actually, orcs came from mushrooms.
They do in Warhammer. Derek, why don't you think before you make yourself looking like a dick?
Live with it.
Make yourself looking like a dick.
Oh, Minecraft was also released this past week.
Minecraft officially came out. Nothing is different.
Minecraft. Welcome.
Nothing really is different, is it? At least from the past few weeks.
Nothing's different. I still don't play it.
I still install it every time I do a fresh install of Windows or something, but I don't play it. I might crack it open for 2 minutes, knock over a few trees, and then I'm like, well, satisfied.
Yeah, play it while I'm on the phone or something, but that's about it.
I downloaded the light version on my cellular device.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and, I've been wondering about that. How is that?
I also have the light version on my cellular device.
It's not... I guess if you're really addicted to Minecraft, then it's cool.
It's not the way to play, trust me. You can also fight a dragon in Minecraft, too. I'm guessing nobody watched any of the Minecon stuff.
No, screw that.
Who cares about it? I can't even believe that there's a freaking convention.
Yeah, after being out for less than a year or 1 year. I don't know. But still, it wasn't even finally released yet.
Yeah, it was.
The final version?
Yeah.
Wasn't it still before beta?
We just talked about that.
No, they had a convention before it was fully released.
Well, they had a plan. They planned a convention before it was fully released.
It was released that weekend. It was released past weekend.
Never mind.
It was released Friday, and the convention was Friday, Saturday.
I guess nobody knows what I'm trying to say, including myself.
There's a Minecraft Easter egg in Skyrim.
Yeah, there is.
What?
Yeah, there's like you can get like the pickaxe from Minecraft in Skyrim.
Which, I stumbled across that Easter egg and didn't even realize it was one.
Yeah, no, me either.
Did you stumble across it yourself?
No, I stumbled across the news article. But it just says Notch's pickaxe.
Why would they do that?
Because they were fans or something, I guess?
No.
Yeah. I don't think they have an issue with Minecraft.
They hate each other.
Direct, or Notch or anything directly, but I think it's more so like other people, higher-ups probably, making a big deal about the whole Scrolls thing anyway. So it's probably, like, the developers don't care. Developers don't care about that stuff at all. It's always the publishers and other people higher-up.
Notch should take Bethesda to court about that, taking his stuff. I'm putting into
Yeah, taking the pickaxe, which Notch created.
Well, he did, and to be fair, he did invent the pickaxe. The virtual pickaxe.
This is true.
Yeah, that specific virtual one, the blocky one, is it not, like, all
No,
blocky?
It's not all blocky at all.
It's just a regular pickaxe.
Notch in front of it.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was, yeah, I thought it was blocky, too. That's what I had in my mind's eye.
That's not really an intentional, like, you'd have to really, well, get to know what you're looking for to see it.
You'd really have to decipher the code.
Which is Notch's pickaxe. I wouldn't say that's an Easter egg, would you?
Yeah.
Yes.
We have to go to this, like, I don't know if you got to the third of the world yet, but it's like the highest point in Skyrim, and then...
That's where the greybeards
are. That's the highest point.
That's where greybeards live. That's where my greybeards are. I go visit my greybeards there.
That's where the greybeards are.
Yeah, of course we've gotten there, Derek. That's like the first couple hours of the
Well, as soon as the they game. Said this is the highest point in Skyrim, I was like, well, I'm going to climb higher. And I just climbed higher, and there was a pickaxe and some ore. So I'm like, oh, okay, apparently I'm supposed to mine this.
There was a pickaxe and some overalls. And they told me to get to work.
You will now work in Skyrim.
They said, be a real estate agent. That's where the Notch's pickaxe is?
Yeah. Third of the world. If you just keep climbing up the mountain, like the
I'm
highest
not
point,
do that.
If you get to the highest
Derek,
point,
I'm not
going to
do that.
Right there.
Derek, shut up. I'm not going to do that.
Well, you should.
I won't. I saw the screenshot. Do I get an achievement for it? Because I'll do that if I get an achievement.
Yeah, you get an achievement if you jump off.
No, I don't want. Oh, do you really?
Yeah, try.
What's it,
it
called?
Not falling.
Jump off achievement.
It's called Jared's a Sucker. I think that's the achievement.
Don't save your game beforehand, it'll mess up the save. Or it'll mess up the achievement.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
That's a long title.
And you can't fast travel there either, you have to walk.
You can fast travel to
and,
the third
and
world.
And you can't run either, you have to walk.
And you have to be overcumbered.
There should be an achievement for that. If I was a developer, I would totally put an achievement in that game, in my game for that.
Climb to the third of the world, overcumbered.
Climb the mountain, overcumbered, on walk mode, slow as possible. It'll take you 6 hours. I dare you to do it. And people will do it all the time.
I dare you to do it.
Heck yeah, that's a good idea.
People do that already for free because they're idiots.
They're the only ones who deserve to have the achievement.
And you get 10 gamer points for doing it.
Yeah, 10 gamer points. Or five.
You get 10 gamer points. Why does anybody even care about gamer points? They're all fake.
Yeah, but you could say that about anything. Like, why does anyone care about video games? They're fake. Then what are we doing?
You're right, Jared. You're absolutely right.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Dude, there's another SSX game coming out.
What are we doing? There's another SSX game coming.
I know Chandler's all about that. Chandler, don't you snowboard?
Yeah, dude. Totally, man.
And this is like a realistic snowboarding game. You should check it out.
This is right up your alley. Is it for Nintendo Wii?
No.
Then I don't want it.
Oh. It comes out on Valentine's Day.
Then I do want it. I'm back on board. I'm real wishy-washy lately.
I guess we could talk about that censorship bill real quick.
I also forgot about that. Yeah, censorship.
Were we talking about censorship earlier?
Oh, yeah. This is bringing it around, Chandler. More censorship.
Oh, yeah, we're using that to segue into our next segment, which is...
Remember when Chandler brought up that something about FX that we weren't listening? Well, here's something about censorship.
Yeah.
Devin, take it away.
Well, Congress is currently debating the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Are you
SOPA.
Just reading the article?
Shut up. No.
That's a bad idea. Don't do that.
Yeah, our listeners hate that.
SOPA's stated goal is to combat online piracy. How?
You're not even trying to put a spin on it.
I am. Derek, shut up.
Yeah, just give us the short version.
But I'm giving you the short version right now. Sony, Nintendo, and EA are all under this, so they don't get their games pirated.
What are they doing, and how does it affect me? Sell me on this.
You're not going to be able to pirate video games off the internet.
How?
They're going to put an end to it.
You mean that thing about sharing games?
No.
This is a different thing.
This is a different thing. A lot of people don't think it's going to work anyway, but it's something
they're
trying to do.
How are they going to prevent piracy? What measures do
they're
going to take?
They're going to make sure you can't get to these websites.
They're going
to
block websites.
They're going to block them from you. The government will. The government will actually block these websites.
They're going to come in, open up your Internet Explorer, and add it to your block list.
They're going to come door to door and add it to everybody's block list on Internet Explorer. That'll solve the problem right there.
No, but yeah, the government wants to block websites from us. Okay, that alone, regardless of what it's about, isn't that a reason to be upset?
Yeah.
Yeah, and also there's another thing where they want to give censorship capabilities to corporations or something. So they can censor their shit?
Why would they want to?
Like, they can censor their own stuff?
Yeah.
Like, they make the decisions on what is censored?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I think that they're just taking it a little too far. Internet should be untouchable, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it definitely should be.
It's the Wild West. Like, nobody owns the internet. I mean, the government doesn't have anything to do with running the internet.
Yeah, I don't understand how they're gonna do this, then.
I mean, you got to think the internet is still, as much as we use the internet and so much of our current lives are so soaked in the internet, like we're basically in the internet age, but you got to think the internet hasn't been around that long at all.
Yeah, like 20 years maybe.
Yeah, so it's still young.
It depends
so
on what you consider to be the birth of the internet, but the real internet as we know it has only been around for a very short time.
Right, the internet at large.
I'm sure there will be several changes. I'll keep you posted.
On the internet changes. I understand there's a lot of, we don't know how to handle it because it's such a new thing. Like, how do you stop this in the first place? But I guess the whole debate is like, should you stop it? Do you have the right to stop it? I mean, we could sit around and argue that all day.
Do we have internet rights?
I mean, the internet is just, I don't know. I don't know. Do we have internet rights? I mean, you don't have the right to steal someone else's product. Right. But at the same time, different. The government doesn't have the right to censor information.
Yeah. Yeah. Having the government in on something else would not be good.
So yeah, that's what this Stop Online Piracy Act, which, let's see.
Can't stop online piracy.
Obviously, there's been a backlash against the bill, and there's been different protests and stuff like that. But yeah, like Devin said, Sony, Nintendo, and EA, with over 200 other companies.
200 companies? That's ridiculous.
With well over 2 other companies.
We got 5 companies in this thing.
Signed an open letter from the Global IP Center to Congress urging legislation like SOPA. So everyone, obviously all these big companies want this crap, but like Derek said, you can't really stop piracy.
I sure hope not.
Yeah, it's my lifeblood.
You can pirate our podcast, though. That's fine.
Yeah, you can pirate our podcast. That's fine.
I don't know. I just hope this, obviously, it mentions in the article, like, it says, after all, the RIAA didn't kill music piracy by suing old ladies and children for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's the end of sentence.
Period.
That's the end of the article because they got shut down for even talking about it.
The government blocked our website.
Yeah, my friend actually said that he knew a guy that happened to. Where
that
they,
what happened?
Actually, they showed up to his door with a... what do you call it, a search warrant, and actually took him to jail.
For what?
For piracy. Internet piracy. Like music. Downloading music.
How much?
Kazaa. He had to pay like $100,000 or something like that.
How much? Kazaa.
How much did he download? Kazaa.
He just downloaded that one copy of Closing Time that's always labeled that it's Green Day, but it's not actually Green Day. He downloaded that 1,000 times.
How much did he have downloaded?
I'm not sure how much he actually had, but he wasn't any mogul or anything. Like, he wasn't a mass distributor. He wasn't running a torrent site or anything like that. He just downloaded a couple songs.
That sucks.
Yeah, that's messed up.
I hope nobody comes to my place and checks my computer.
Devin Miller, you're going to jail for downloading all the Rihanna albums.
That one Rihanna song that you just can't get out of your head.
Are we done, I guess?
Sounds like it. Devin's starting to talk about Rihanna again.
Chandler, why don't you end this podcast like you always do?
How do I usually end it? It's been a while.
Chandler, why don't you ruin this podcast like you always do?
I've been trying to ruin it for like an hour. And there it is.
We've reached the point. All right, take us out, Derek.
Geez, thanks for having me on. Take us out, Derek.
Roll with it, rock with it, baby.
What?
You heard me.
That's it, folks. I hope you enjoyed this week's discussion on episode 11 of Between the Pixels. Follow us on Twitter at BTWNThePixels and rate us on iTunes 5 stars. This week, this weekly podcast released every Tuesday is also available on Stitcher. Got feedback or a topic you want us to discuss? Hit us up by emailing btwnthepixels@pixelperfectmag.com.
Stitcher.
And remember, the views expressed on this podcast are those of the respective speakers and not necessarily those of Pixel Perfect, its staff, or advertisers.
Or Chandler.
Or Chandler Moore.
Pixel Perfect, its dad, or Chandler.
That's it. See ya. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll be seeing you. Okay, folks. Let's wrap it up here.
Okay, there.
Okay, guys. Go ahead and call it. That's a wrap. Great job, guys.
Cut the lights.
Way to go, fellas. Hey, great job. Hey, I sure am proud of you. Heck.
Heck, you make me proud.
Jeez, old Pete, son. You really got me proud over here. Sure am proud of you, son.
What other voices can we do for an hour?
That's all I got. I'm out. Oh shit, stop. What's up?
Go, Fran.
I have no idea. Did you get a new mic, Chandler?
Yeah. Yeah, does it sound alright?
Yeah, you sound much better than you used to.
Yeah, I got it a while ago. It's a headset. That's what I was using towards the end.
Oh, fancy. What kind of headset?
Maybe I'm just getting more handsome, you know?
That could be it. You're just maturing. Your voice is becoming prettier and more manly.
Yeah, that's probably it. It's like a Razer headset of some sort.
Oh, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I went into GameStop, and I was like, hey, I'm looking for, like, a cool guy headset. I don't know anything about that kind of stuff.
What do you guys Call of Duty gamer, what you got for me?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about anything in general.
I play a lot of Call of Duty.
But I play a lot
I like to hear the game and my friends at the same time. You got something like that?
Yeah, I like to put something on my head and listen to it and talk and play Call of Duty. What do you have for me?
And make me look real good.
Yeah, I want to look real cute, too. So it's pink.
Oh, pretty. Not as cool as Skull Candy, but...
Yeah, I know. That's what the guy at the skate shop told me about.
What, he's like, you should get some Skull... Yeah, bro, you should get some Skull Candies.
What up, dude? Skull Candy's so chill, bro. You should totally get Skull Candies, dude.
Have you seen the guy on YouTube called The Illusion?
Yeah, you sent that to me, and I...
Oh, did I?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That's exactly me. I don't... Yeah.
I know, that's... I thought it was you. I was like, whoa, Chandler's got a YouTube channel.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa.
Right on.
What a kook.
Yeah, man.
This is The Illusion, reporting in from Malibu, somewhere on spaceship Earth.
That's chill, dude.
I love how he's done a lot of reviews about different Thrasher magazines and stuff.
Yeah, man. That's
stuff that's important to me.
So rad, dude.
Pool coping. Getting critical.
Woo woo!
Chugga chugga.
Hey, dudes, it's cool. I got plenty of Faygo for the rest of us, even if Derek doesn't show up with our supply.
Much clown love.
Yeah. Alright. We ready to get twisted in here or what?
That's what they say to each other, right?
Yeah. So is Derek bringing the mayhem or am I going to have to bring it?
Well, usually he brings the freshness, but.
We need someone to make fun of.
Well, let's get started. I'm not that guy. Not it.
What are you talking about?
Someone to make fun of? Not it.
Oh. No. Absolutely, it's Devin. No question.
Default to Devin.
I will not accept that. I will leave.
So, do you guys know what American Horror Story is?
American Horror Story?
Yeah, American Horror Story. It's a show on Fox.
No, I do not.
Nope.
Well, it's pretty terrible. Anyway, you shouldn't watch it. But the point I'm getting at is last night I was watching it, and there's a scene where there's this housekeeper that's haunted or whatever. She's dead. She's a ghost. She's a spirit. Totally chill. Totally rad. And she's talking to this guy, and she looks really sexy and hot to guys, and she looks like an old, gross woman to girls. So I guess that's
hot.
Her ghost thing. So she's talking to this guy, and he sees her as like this hot babe. And she's like, oh, yeah, I love big, thick cock. On TV.
They said cock?
On FX, yeah. A big, thick cock. Not just cock. Big, thick cock. I love big, thick cock.
I just want...
And you can quote me on that.
I wish I could just be the intro of Chandler saying that over and over again.
Yeah, I just thought somebody should know.
Well, who messaged me?
Somebody messaged me. Is there a podcast tonight?
Is there a podcast tonight? Lol.
Lol. Lol. Lol. Lol.
Yeah, Derek. There's one every Sunday night.
Yeah, especially this Sunday.
Yeah, more so this Sunday than ever.
Oh, yeah. I guess somebody should respond, huh?
Yeah.
I guess I was just looking at it like, oh, duh.
What are you guys playing?
We're not playing anything.
What? You just said respawn?
No.
Respawn.
Oh, I thought you said I should probably respawn.
No, Chandler. We don't play video games on the podcast.
Chandler!
Oh, sorry, guys. I thought you guys played video games. What's up? Okay, I'm going to link you to some
Yahoo Mail.
Quality videos here.
Link you to somebody else's podcast who's better than you.
I like these guys better than you, and I like these guys better than you.
Let me just show you a few podcasts. Maybe you guys can get some ideas.
Penn State.
Okay.
Yep, Penn State.
Penn State.
I'm gonna steal a South Park joke, but I really like telling it.
I've heard that before. Actually, I just heard that the other day. Which, I watched the Charlie Sheen roast, and that's where you got the about killing 2.5 men, didn't you? That joke.
I didn't have a joke about killing.
How much? Yeah, you're like, I have a riddle. Remember that one, Barely Relevant? You're like, I have a riddle. How much cocaine does it take to kill
2.5 men?
No, how many Charlie Sheens does it take to kill cocaine 2.5 men? I don't know. Something like that.
How many
Charlie Sheens does it take to kill cocaine?
How many cocaines does it take to get a Charlie Sheen 2.5 men? Oh, wait.
I did watch the roast, though. Did you see Steve-O break his nose? He's an idiot.
He didn't really break anything. He just ran into that guy's fist. No, didn't I?
First of all, it was Mike Tyson. Don't refer to him as a man.
He's okay.
All right. Save it for the podcast.
He didn't do anything.
He really did break his nose, though.
He didn't break his nose.
He did.
I'll break your nose if you don't stop.
Let's start. Start it up.
All right, let's get ready to record.
Okay.
Chandler, do you remember how to do all this fancy stuff?
Yep, Mark.
Yeah, not yet.
All right. Get ready.
Prepared.
One, two, three, go.